Abd al-Rahman ibn Mahdi said such stunning words. He said, if I did not hate that Allah be disobeyed on this earth, I would love for people to talk about me and gossip about me and slander me. What? If I did not hate Allah gets disobeyed on this earth, I would love for people to talk about me, slander me. What's better than getting deeds you never expected when you're standing before Allah? Your Ummah wouldn't give you those deeds. I still remember a setting in 1994. I won't forget it. When I read it for the first time in Fayd al-Qadir lil-Mannawi, in the third volume. I still remember the year and the setting because it brings happiness to your heart. Al-Hasan al-Basri heard someone talking about him. He went to the market and brought some dates. Why Hasan al-Basri? Someone's talking about, he's slandering you, he's backbiting you. Why you go take him dates? The man asked him the question. He said, I'm going to give you, you gave me something, you gave me your deeds, I'm going to give you something in return. I'm going to add to that. Al-Hasan al-Basri should have told him, and what you gave me is nothing compared to what I gave you. Some people like to give their Ramadans away, their night of Laylatul Qadr, their Hajj away. Listen to this story. This dream. A brother and a sister, blood brother and a sister, went to Hajj. The brother left his wife behind. She wanted to stay behind. She has a lot of kids, so she stayed behind with at home. During the Hajj, the brother and sister were walking, possibly in Mina or someplace, and the brother said, let me just quickly buy this item for my wife, a gift or something he seen. The sister was in a rush. She said one word, you know, I don't know what it was, about his wife. A simple word. The wife in her country seen a dream, the one that didn't go to Hajj. She seen a dream that her sister-in-law gave her her Hajj as a present. She called the Sheikh up, Sheikh, I had this very weird dream. My sister-in-law, they weren't even on bad terms, they were on good terms. It's just the word she let out. I seen that my sister-in-law gave me her Hajj as a dream. He said, she must have said something back or gossip about you, and her Hajj is a reward for you. That's what you're going to end up getting. When her sister-in-law returned, she told her the dream. They were very good terms. And the sister-in-law admitted it and apologized and asked her for forgiveness. One word. She was going to, and they were on good terms. She was going to give the entire Hajj to her for that? Imagine sentences and articles and constant harassments and years of feud. Imagine that, how much reward they're going to lose. Speaking about Muslims in a bad way is not an easy game, wallahi. I'm going to tell you, it may be decades worth of deeds to compensate for a few words you said about a Muslim. A few words, a few verbal words. It may take a lifetime worth of deeds to compensate for them. You say, come on now, Ahmed, you're exaggerating. Come on, what's this? You're basing this on dreams? I say, I don't base it on dreams, but take it from the perspective of the harm you inflict on Muslims. Aisha, and take it more so from this hadith. Aisha one time said about Safiya, radiallahu anha wa an Aisha wa an ummahat al-mu'mineen. She said, when the Prophet was about to marry, she said, she's short. In another narration, she didn't say she's short. She just gestured she's short. Simple head movement, one word, short. That's all it was, one word. What did the Prophet tell her? The Prophet told her, if you were to put that in an ocean, it would change the ocean. Do you know, do you ever reflect on these hadith when you read them? In Sunan Abi Dawud, لَقَدْ قُلْتِ كَلِمَةً لَوْ مُزِجَتْ بِمَاءِ الْبَحْرِ لَمَزِجَتْ. Put that gesture you did, Aisha radiallahu anha, of short, or your hand gesture, or the word, in the Pacific Ocean, it will change the color of the Pacific Ocean. It may cost you the Pacific Ocean worth of deeds to compensate for that one word. After hearing this, won't you reconsider everything you talk, contemplate it and think about it before you say it? And you on the receiving end, my brother, my sister, rejoice to the mountains and oceans of deeds that you're going to get that your mom and your dad and your child wouldn't even give you. You get it from the person who gossiped about you and backbit you. You see those after Taraweeh, they get together and they bring one Muslim after another, slandering and backbiting. They start with the imam and the guy to their right and the guy to their left. And they sit and laugh and then they get into politics and slander. They slander men whose souls are possibly now in green birds or on their way to becoming in green birds. And then what happens to all their deeds? At that Taraweeh, that Qiyam, they gave it a gift to people. Not that one night only. But possibly for years, they're going to give it as a gift to someone. When they told Aisha, there's people who speak ill about Abu Bakr and Umar after their death. She said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cut their deeds. Their deeds stopped. When you die, your deeds stop. This is one of the means that Allah wanted to extend more deeds to them. Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak said, if I were to speak about someone, slander or backbite someone, it would be no other than my mother and my father. Because I don't know anyone more worthy of reward than my mother and father. In slander, in ghibah, in those matters, you're either spoken about, or you're the speaker, or you're listening. If you're spoken about, we said, enjoy the reward. Don't be sad no more. From now on, from today, when someone speaks about you, don't feel sad. Remember the free hajj you're getting. Remember the free Ramadan you're getting. Remember the oceans and mountains of deeds that are going to come at you. Remember those deeds that are going to swipe you off your feet to Firdaus. You didn't even have to work for them. Now, there's who speak. We already mentioned the hadith warning that. Now, there's one who's listening. That's what I want to get to. Those who listening, you got to withdraw as soon as possible. Or you got to advise that person to be quiet. Be quiet so you can continue sitting with them. Or advise that person and leave if he doesn't stop. You, the listener, you're part of it. And you'll be a partner to him. Because Allah said in similar matters, إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ. In matters like this, you're like them. You listen to them. You're a partner to them. And be above and beyond all that. And defend the honor of your brother or your sister. You guard a Muslim's honor, Allah will guard your face on the judgment day. Yes. مَنْ رَدَّ عَنْ عِرْضِ أَخِيهِ رَدَّ اللَّهُ عَنْ وَجْهِ النَّارَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ سُنَنِ التِّرْمِذِي مَنْ رَدَّ عَنْ عِرْضِ أَخِيهِ رَدَّ اللَّهُ عَنْ وَجْهِ النَّارَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. You're sitting in a sitting. They begin to gossip and backbite. You defend your brother's honor, Allah will defend your face from Jahannam. Abu Ayyub, be like Abu Ayyub, the killer of rumors. A man Allah revealed Quran in. And Allah revealed in him and his wife Quran for the stance they took. The stance they took to kill a rumor that inflicted the ummah. Aisha gets accused in her honor. Radiallahu anha, our mother. The definition of honor. Aisha. Muhammad ibn Ishaq said that when people began to speak on the honor of Aisha, word got to Abu Ayyub. His name is Khalid ibn Zayd al-Ansari. Radiallahu anhu, him and his wife. Look at the discussion they had. He told his wife, Ayyub, come here. Now, if you were alone with that man in the desert, like Aisha was, would you do anything? She said, no way. He said, Aisha's better than you. She wouldn't have done anything. End of discussion, they killed the rumor. She didn't say, oh, but Aisha's younger and Aisha's more better looking. And it's, you know, but I don't believe, but it's a possibility. No, it's done. Aisha would have never done it. Allah revealed in the honor of Abu Ayyub and his wife, لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين. When you heard it, when you heard the slander, believer men and women think good. Number one, think good. ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا. And then they say, this is the obvious lie. Whenever you hear something about your Muslim brother or sister, rumors, slanders, with nothing to back them up, tell them you're a liar. This is an obvious lie. Be quiet. You can do it in a good way. Just be quiet. Let them be quiet. Stop the rumor. Kill it. Don't pass it on. That verse says two things. Dhanna. Think good. Internally. Internally, you think good, number one. You don't say, I believe it, but I'm not going to say nothing. Internally, you think good. Number two, hadha ifkun mubin. Take the step further and say, this is a sheer lie. You're a liar. Just because something was said, it doesn't give you the right to pass it on. Be the one who kills the rumor. So, if you're a listener, stop those who backbite and slander and harm Muslims. Because the one who gossips and backbites, do you ever see anyone gossip and slander to himself? If me and you and him and all the other brothers and the sisters, don't listen. He's not going to sit in his room and gossip and backbite. And rest assured, those who bring you the news of what was said about others or what's going on about others, it's only the one who spoke in ghibah and slander, the one who brought you the news in namima, and he's a qattat, لا يدخل الجنة قattat, the one who conveys the news of what's going on. That's an imam and a qattat. Don't think those who do that namima confide in you. You might enjoy it it's only a matter of time. You're enjoying it, he's talking about others, but it's going to be a matter of time before they turn and start talking about you to others. The one who spoke about you originally, backbit you, he was shooting blanks. He missed you. Since it didn't hit your heart, you didn't hear about it, you'll get the reward. But it didn't hurt you in this life because you didn't know about it. the one who brought you, what was said about you, is like someone taking the gun of that person and helping him aim. So it'll pierce your heart. Both are worse than each other. Yahya ibn Kathir said, those who spread the rumors and the words of others in gossip and slander, in moments what they do, they're more evil than what black magicians do in years. Imam Ahmad went to visit a man who was sick. He asked the man who was sick, did the doctor come check up on you? The man said, yes, he's been sick for a while. So Imam Ahmad said, well, who checked up on you? He named the doctor. The ill person named the doctor. Imam Ahmad said, try this other doctor. On the spot, Imam Ahmad said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I just did ghiba. Just because he preferred a doctor over another, it was in a way, he deemed it, because of the high standards he holds his tongue accountable to, he deemed it that he was talking about the other doctor. Whenever you want to speak ill of a Muslim, remember your own mistakes. People are flooded in mistakes up to their heads, but they want to talk about others. Put yourself in the shoes of the other person, how he's going to feel when you talk ill about him or her. Finally, some say, I want to repent. Okay, they want to repent. I don't want that person to take my deed. Number one, you apologize to them. If you know they're open-hearted and they'll accept it, it won't cause more harm, go to them and apologize to them. If you think it'll make matters worse, don't do it. Because the purpose of this whole matter is to eliminate hardships and problems among the Muslims. If you know it's going to create more hardship, make dua for him. Give, speak good of him in some settings. Give charity in his name. That's the best thing to do. You know, and if you're in a setting where you mentioned him in bad, go in a similar setting and try to mention him in good, or make dua for him. And that's number one. That way, you've given him his right back. Because there's a right to Allah. Now you deal with the right to Allah, which is three prongs. You say astaghfirullah, you plan on never doing that again, and then you regret your past. And inshallah, Allah will forgive you, and you train yourself on that, you won't do it again. Jazakumullahu khaira wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. If you want, we take questions today.